was categorized. I wonder if that's why we're poor.
That might be. I should go back and ask.
I remember hearing something about that in a previous briefing.
Randy's.
Randy, help me.
There was a change in federal reporting, the addition of the multi-race category in 2010. So that
thank you.
I see.
Thanks for the question. So this shows you the ACT scores, the 25th and 75th percentile, and I want to emphasize here we are, I wouldn't say boasting about this, but we're pretty proud of this because of the fact that we accept a very large class, and despite the fact that we accept such a large class, the qualifications of our class is quite remarkable. I also want to emphasize that the ACT score is not the only thing that we consider. We do holistic review on virtually every single one of our applicants. That is to say that we have someone read essays from the students. We have someone read their entire high school and K through 12 experience. And so ACT scores are just one of the indices that we use in accepting students. I'm sure you're all aware of the case of the University of Texas that is right now in the Supreme Court. Depending upon the outcome of that, we may need to change some of the criteria that we look at. But we are looking at diversity as one of the elements there. Here, what we are looking at is the number of transfer students over the last 5 years. And you can see that we're holding steady at roughly 1,350. I think this is the 1,350. The increase in 2008 from this very remarkable increase was because we had gotten a Lumina grant, which really helped us to get transfer students. But what you can see is the Lumina grant was a 3-year grant, and despite the fact that it is ended, we have continued to increase because we've continued to use the methods that we instituted under the grant.
Well, is that all undergrad?
This is undergrad, right. So these are students coming in either as sophomores or as juniors. We have a very good program with Parkland College to help us to attract transfer students, and we have 2+2 agreements with several different community colleges throughout the state that help us to make sure that every course that they take in the community college actually transfers into the University of Illinois.
I know those agreements take a long time to sort through at multiple levels, but how many community colleges could we have a relationship with?
So you ask such good questions for which I don't have
any
good answers. So I don't know how many community colleges there are in the state. Please.
There are approximately 60 community colleges throughout the state, and some of the colleges on campus do have some kind of relationship with all of them. College of ACES and the College of Engineering have been very active. I know engineering has these articulated transfer agreements with at least 5 community colleges. That number is larger in ACES than it happened to know them. So the potential is quite large.
So I should introduce you to Chuck Tucker, who is our new Vice Provost for Undergraduate and Studies and Innovation, appointed by Provost Adeshida to really focus in on improving our undergraduate experience.
And you're saying at least one of our colleges has a relationship with each and every one of those 60?
Yes.
That's impressive.
That's ACES, he said.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so this is the first time transfers from underrepresented groups, and again, we are not even at the median, but you can see that it is improving all the time. Again, we have succeeded particularly in the area of attracting Latino and Latina students, and hope to do a better job in attracting African American and Native American, as well as Native Hawaiian and other Pacific Islanders in terms of transfer students. So if I could summarize, so what I'm doing is go over each section, and then I'll go over the goals and our action items. And I know that Chairman Kennedy would have liked more quantitative measures. Let me just say that we are in the middle of a strategic planning exercise. I hope the next time we do this, I will have more actual tables and green, yellow, and red lights behind each one of these. But for right now, let me just say that in terms of this last section that I presented to you, our goals are clearly to increase the diversity of our class, both in terms of our